Yes. I will be very happy, because what I want to say, there's nothing to clap for or to laugh for, is the word of God. It can lead us to crying, but little smile. So I want everywhere to be quiet. Let us listen to the word of God. I'm here to deliver God's message. Please, take it easy with me. Just listen to me. I'm here to deliver God's message and prayer. As a prophet, I need to be specific. That is, I should not say what God has not said. So, also, you should not do what God wants you to do. And we should not disturb the movement of the Spirit. Sometimes our joy, our clapping, our smile could be a hindrance to the Holy Spirit. I pray that God gives all the political stakeholders in this country the discretion that will guide their hearts to obey us. I repeat again, I pray the Lord gives all the political stakeholders in this country the discretion that will guide their heart to obey this word. In Jesus' name. Yes, the voice of God. Time has come. This is seventh time I have been invited to this country. Each time I receive invitation, I will ask God, this is invitation. The Lord say no. For the past 8 years, I have those invitations with me there. But this time, the Lord say yes. Time has come for us to put our differences behind us. Who can fight with the Lord? Who can fight with the Lord? Time has come for us to put behind us our differences and allow this youngest nation in the world, the youngest nations, the nearest nation. The glory is big, but now God wants to intervene. Time has come. I will say this and I will leave. If I'm a prophet, this will not go without fulfillment. Take your pen and write. I'm here to prophesy to the nation. I'm not coming here to preach or to teach. If I'm a prophet, this will not go without fulfillment. Time has come. The issue of this nation is spiritual. We need to tackle it spiritually. Time has come, I repeat, for us to put our differences, our leader, we should overcome our divisions and agree together and agree to work together for the good of this country. To show how peace has no price. Peace has no price. When I was preparing to come to South Sudan, my operator could not find an international insurance company to cover our trip to South Sudan because of the situation of the nation. Two, the operator recommended that the plane should be parked in Ethiopia or Kenya. I said, why? He said, because of the situation of the nation. And this is a country endowed with enormous natural resources. How many investors or tourists will want to go through this? And we cannot do it alone. As I travel the world, I have discovered that from South Sudan are everywhere all over the world. There's no country in this earth that you will not find South Sudan. They are intelligent, hardworking, ambitious people. Our leader should overcome their divisions and allow them to come back to develop their fatherland. We should overcome our division. Write it down today. What is going to happen? You cannot stand the way of the Lord. He owns man's heart and he can instruct man at any time. Don't look at my appearance. Don't look at the stuff I put on. I have to wear something. I have to put on this so that I can look like your brothers. I want to be very close to you. That is why I put on suits today. Look beyond this appearance. Beyond this appearance is the man talking. Next month, we talk of December, New Year. This country is going to enter a new year. A new beginning. Whether you like it or not, your agreement does not matter to what God is about to do. So after this meeting, take your time and look at my antecedents. My track record in the ministry, when it comes to prophetic ministry. So please, take this word serious. As a prophet, I'm not an orator. I'm here to say I need corresponding power to talk. I need suggestion of spirit to talk.